Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the mission.
The abbreviated Iowa legislative session has come to a close, but not without a lot of hard work from our legislators. Senator, first off, just kind of give us a rundown on this year's budget and kind of what came of budget negotiations.
Yes, well, we had talked about this before, and I had said that I wanted to have a very conservative budget, and that's what we did. It's more or less a status quo budget, about the same as for this fiscal year that's just ending up. Our total comes to $7,778,000,000. The good news is we still anticipate a reasonable surplus for the fiscal year that's going to end June 30 here. And our rainy day funds are full, so we're really, given the circumstances and the virus and the revenues going down some because of less economic activity, we're really coming through so far pretty well. But it's nearly impossible to really know what is coming up for next year, and that's why I and most of the Republican legislators have said we need to be very cautious in our spending. So that's basically what we did on the budget. It was a long, long debate. The budget is always the thing that determines when we adjourn, and we finished up actually early this morning. We're recording this on Sunday afternoon, and we didn't adjourn until about 1:30 Sunday afternoon, and we went all night Saturday night into Sunday morning. So it was quite a session, but that's not uncommon when we're right at the end, because we just want to keep going to get done, because we figure if we adjourn and come back, we'll just have to, you know, go all the longer. And we always run into the Democrats don't agree with what we're doing usually, so they debate at length on some of these bills, and that's why we go all night sometimes. So that's the news on the budget. Hopefully we've done a good job, and it'll work out for this coming year. Well, I should mention, and I have mentioned this before, but people should remember, even though this is more or less status quo, we did add almost $100 million in new revenue for the pre-K through 12 education. So even though the rest of the budget's more or less status quo, in that particular area, we did provide for a modest increase.
Well, I did want to talk about, you know, maybe circumstances, but that are forcing this, but status quo, you know, how is this going to affect departments that are going to be run? I mean, usually expenses are on our eyes every year. Is what do you expect, or what have you heard from state departments that rely on those budget funds?
Well, of course, they would prefer to have had an increase. I think they all understand, though, you know, you can look at it that way, but you can also look at it, what about the taxpayers? What about the people of Iowa? A lot of them they're not even status quo. They've been out of work, and they're really struggling. So we all have to do our part, and that's the way I'm looking at it. And I think most of our state employees understand that. I'm sure they would have preferred more money in the department heads and so on, but I think they understand the circumstances. And I'll tell you this, what they don't want is for us to make promises and appropriate money and then have it turn out we don't have the money and we have to go back and make cuts next January. That's the last thing anybody wants to do. So I think, given the situation, I think most people understand, and we'll get through this.
Once again, that was State Senator Julian Garrett discussing the legislative session recessing. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.